Goose?
I poured Grey Goose in there.
I used to be a bartender.
This music sucks.
I see you. I just gotta help them first.
I asked for a Grey Goose Red Bull.
Surprise me.
Do you know how to make a mojito?
Can you close me up?
Get the fuck out of here.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Pour Us. It has been quite some time since my last episode. I don't know if you guys have been watching the news, but there's been a pandemic happening. So that's kind of why things got halted. I'm here today with a very special guest for a couple reasons. One, first of all, she's not a bartender. But two, more importantly, she's my cousin. She's top
favorite cousin.
She's my favorite cousin. She is a divorce lawyer from New Jersey. Ladies and gentlemen, Julie Katz.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Oh, I've literally always wanted to say that.
Well, I'm glad I was able to give you the opportunity.
Like, literally, bucket list. That's so fun.
All right. So, listen, tell me, what's the fun version of what your day is like? Do people ever come in and you just see them almost fucking fight each other?
No, that's not at all how it works. But where I happen to work is a very fun place, not because of what we do, but because of just who we are. There's the best, most fun people. We do happy hours. We do parties all the time. There's all these events. That part's fun, and they're great people. What we do is not really fun. I mean, arguing and yelling a lot of times is fun. But other than that, no. Both sides don't come in here and duke it out, if that's what you're asking. No, unfortunately, that's not how it goes.
That's bullshit. Why did you waste all that money going to law school?
I didn't pay for it, so.
That worked out great. And actually, I will say, if there's one thing that I knew you would be good at from knowing you my whole life, is that you're good at arguing and yelling.
And I always win, right?
Every time. All right. So, besides what you do for work, what have you been doing over quarantine? Through the pandemic?
You know, the same thing everyone's been doing. Drinking. I guess not you, but drinking.
No, not so much me.
Netflix, drinking.
Did you get on TikTok?
I did actually get on TikTok, so I post things from other people's accounts, but yes, I've made a few TikToks over quarantine. My favorite one was the one with the wine glass where you, like, have two people and you put it in your mouth and, like, you tilt your head back and try to have the person behind you drink the wine from the glass. Have you seen it?
It sounds disgusting.
That's cool.
It sounds ridiculous.
Oh, I'll reenact it for you.
All right. So you are a divorce lawyer. You also
almost got divorced. No, just kidding. You have to get married to get divorced.
You weren't married. But okay, so so what happened?
Segway, that was a good segue. I should be the host of this podcast.
Listen, take it. So you were going to get married. I had the weekend off.
I know. I got engaged. I planned a wedding. And now I'm moving out. I don't know. We're still kind of figuring it out. We weren't going to get married right now anyway because of the pandemic, so it was on hold anyway. And I don't really know. Like, honestly, I don't know that it's not, like, a juicy story. I wish I had some really, like, I walked in on him, like, banging five dudes and two girls at the same time. Like, it's not that.
That would be an interesting
story. That would
be
a good story, right? It's not that.
That's actually the story of my last relationship. No, it is. I don't remember if I talked about it on another episode, but I haven't filled you in yet. So I got home from work. I got Taco Bell on my way home from work, and I got
That's
home.
Disgusting, but okay.
Yeah, listen, I was hungry and it was late. And I got home, and my girlfriend was in the shower. So I knocked.
Which girlfriend is this? Because there's literally every time I talk to him, there's a different one. I can't keep track. Which one?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. The one I was living with recently.
Okay.
I
don't even think I knew that, but okay. Continue.
Yeah, we don't talk enough.
No.
You should.
I know. I'm the fun one. I don't know why.
I'll start calling you once a week.
Okay.
Okay. So she was in the shower. So I knock on the door to be like, hey, if you hear someone walking around, you're not going to get murdered. Like, get to me. And I open the door. And she was in there getting Baja blasted by my friend.
No way! Seriously?
Yeah.
How you better have told this story on the podcast already. Like,
I think I did.
You must have.
I don't think this is the first time I've told this story. But, yeah, it was
by your friend? Did you punch him? What happened?
He was going to punch him with his dick out?
Yeah!
No.
Why not?
Because that's... I don't want to...
Okay, so tell me what happened.
So, well, nothing.
Nothing? You're just like, oh, sorry, guys, and
closed
the door?
No, of course I didn't say sorry. I was looking at him, and he was literally in her. And I was looking at him, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So I got garbage bags, I packed my shit, and I left.
And never saw them again?
No.
Seriously?
That's the whole story.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's like less, that's like more anticlimactic than me not getting married.
Yeah, well, it's probably climactic for them. But yeah, it was fucked up. Part of me feels like I deserved it, because I've done some fucked up shit in relationships, too.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Apparently it does.
I think what you should do is like wait like a little, how, when did that happen? How long ago?
It was a year ago.
Oh, so no, sufficient time has passed. Hopefully they don't listen to this podcast. And what you should do is just go to your friend's house, knock on the door out of nowhere. And when he opens it, just pop him.
I'm pretty sure they live together.
Okay, even better.
Also,
I feel like that's bad legal. This isn't legal advice. This is cousin advice. P.S. disclaimer.
Yeah, I've never gotten legal advice from you, right? My older brother has.
No, I helped you. Didn't I help you?
Not one time.
Oh, I helped him?
Not one time.
Oh, well, what's your problem?
Because I stopped doing illegal shit.
But there was plenty I could have helped you with.
That is true.
Or did you just never get caught?
I actually never got in trouble.
Wow.
All the fucking drugs and drinking and driving and all the shit.
Impressive. Not that I'm proud of you, but like, good job. Like, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, I should have been a lot, like, it should have been a lot worse than it was.
That's good. Yeah, so the good brother that does nothing not that he got in trouble either, it was like traffic tickets. Shout out, Mark. But he needs my help, and like, the one that really is fucking up, you just scot-free. That's funny, scot-free.
All
right. We should do like guests. This would be fun. We can make.
What do you think you are?
I know, but I'm gonna be now the host, so we're gonna have other guests.
Who are you gonna have on?
I don't know. I have a lot of people. I'll figure it out. We'll make a plan. He has no plan. P.S. This is like totally. There's no plan, and like, I'm pretty much carrying the show, so I'm pretty sure I'll figure it out.
All right. So back to my other question. Besides drinking, what was first of all. Were you guys closed down during quarantine?
For a little... Well, we were working from home, so... Because we can do things like we can log into our system remotely and stuff. And then we're not fully back yet. We started out one day a week or 2 days a week, like alternating people coming in. Now I think everyone's here 3 days a week, but courts are closed. So it's still all like court appearances are virtual and stuff. So I don't know. To be honest with you, this is like probably an unpopular opinion, so don't come at me, but... Not you, but these people, that, like, my life didn't really change very much because, like, the important stuff, like, the girl that does my hair, my eyelashes, like, we're friends, and she does it out of her house, so I would still do all of that stuff. I was still coming to work. Even when nobody was supposed to be coming, I was still coming because, as you know, I don't follow rules.
Right.
So my life didn't really change. At the time, my fiance's twin brother and his girlfriend were actually living with us for a bunch of months, and she's like one of my best friends, and we were all really close, so it was like literally like a party all the time, every day. So it was actually awesome. Like, I kind of loved it. They've since moved down to Cherry Hill, actually. I don't know, it was...
Are you guys still going to be able to be friends?
Me and, her name's Kirsten, me and Kirsten, yes, 100% will be friends. I don't know if his brother wants to still be my friend, but whatever.
Maybe honest, probably not.
Probably not, but yes, at the very least, I got Kirsten out of it, and she will definitely still be my friend. She's one of the most fun people ever. You would love her. I will have to hang out. You would love her.
Listen, I'm
she's like a fun girl.
Good. Since, everyone's been locked in their fucking house together. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten more cases lately of people who are like, if I don't get out of this marriage, I'm going
to
kill myself?
So everyone said that, and that's what everyone kind of expected to happen. But until recently, I think recently we started getting a lot more cases. But when everything kind of first opened back up, not really. Like, it was still kind of slow. I mean, we were busy. Like, nobody got fired or laid off from here, which was fortunate. Like, so business was still going, but it wasn't like this like booming effect of like so many more divorces that everybody thought. Maybe it's still coming because we're not really out of it yet. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
people aren't done getting divorced yet.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess maybe people are afraid because they're still locked in the house with their spouse, so they're waiting. I'm not sure. But it wasn't quarantine that affected me, though. I'll say that. We were already screwed before that.
So what happens with all your, like, wedding plans? Like, did you already have, like, got invitations, didn't
you? No, I never did it. So I kind of, like, saw the writing on the wall, so I was, like, procrastinating, dragging my feet a little bit on that stuff. So I actually didn't. Your mom saw, like, a prototype of one. I didn't ever send them out. So I didn't send save the dates out. I didn't send invitations out. So no, I don't really have to, like, retract it, which is good, because, like, that would be embarrassing. But, I put out a lot of deposits and stuff, or my mom did. So the most awkward thing is my dress. My dress was very expensive, and we had to pay half of it up front and the other half when I go pick it up. So they've been, like, calling me and saying, come pick your dress up, bitch. And I'm like, well, can you just hold it? I don't really know what to do with it. So I've been dodging that.
You're
going to
need it again, maybe.
I'm retired. No, I don't.
You're retired.
I'm retired. Yeah. Need not inquire. No, that's not true. Unless you're, like, super, super hot, really tall. I'll give you the requirements. You could send them. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not sure if I'm kidding. It's too soon.
What is your type? Like, who should I have call in for you?
Oh, wow. I love Bruce. Do you know Bruce Willis? Because, no, he's taken, but that's my type.
Okay.
Tall.
Old.
Funny. Yeah, old, apparently. Bald. No, they don't have to be bald. I don't know. I don't know. But that's a conversation for another day, maybe. Or I'll have to think about it. Let me think about it.
I'll go over what my type is, and you can think about what yours is.
Okay.
So, and it's funny because so you remember Kristen?
Yes.
The one I dated for 4 years, the redhead.
I was going to say the redhead, yes.
She's not it. So, besides Kristen, who is totally against my type, every girl I've ever, let's be honest, fucked, they look the same. They're all, like, 5'2 to 5'4. Brown hair, brown eyes, like, not hot, like, the cute face, not, like, a hot face.
Right.
Like, they all look, to the point where, I was showing my friend pictures, one time of, like, because he asked. He's like, what's your type? And I was like, here, I'll show you. I went through, five pictures, and
they're all the same.
And he goes, are those all the same girl? And I was like, no.
Actually, now that you say that, so, like, my type, I guess, generally what I'm drawn to, it's, like, that tall, like, thin, not thin, but, like, fit, like, you know, you have to be, like, 6 feet at least, 6'1", usually, and have that, like, you know, like, in-shape body type, and then I always, like,
not a fan of the dad bod?
Well, so, not that I'm not, because actually I've dated people also that had a dad bod, so, like, I don't know, it really is, like, on both ends of the spectrum, but the one consistent thing is, like, facial hair. Like, I love a scruffy, like, not a full beard. Like, yours is too thick. But, like that scruffy, I just woke up and don't give a fuck kind of look, and I'm walking out of the house like this. That's the one thing that I consistently am drawn to. Okay.
Sorry about that, folks. We had technical difficulties. I am fucking moron.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, look, I got a new tripod today.
He forgot to press record.
No, I didn't forget. I just thought of it.
Okay.
I got a new tripod today, and I don't know how it works.
I'm just going to end up staring at myself the whole time to see how I look while we talk. Okay. All right. We're back.
We are back. I couldn't figure out
anything.
Yes, exactly. I need a tech guy.
I literally couldn't figure out anything.
Maybe this is why I do need you, because you will be able to handle the podcast.
And I've never done this before.
I haven't either. So I was saying at the beginning, this is my first time doing it live. I've done Zoom and, like, Skype and shit.
Hey, did you see? It was Darla's my dog, but it was her Halloween costume from last year that I reposted. Did you see it?
I did not.
Oh, here, you have to see it. Hold on.
Donald Trump as a dog.
Darla as Donald Trump.
Darla Trump.
Yes. But, like, it says who wore it best, and then there's, like, a disclaimer. It's just a costume. Don't get your panties in a bunch for all of you annoying people.
Don't worry. This is not a political podcast, so I don't think anybody gives a fuck. Speaking of, who are you voting for? Just kidding. We're not talking about it. We're not talking about it. We are not talking
Don't
about
get
it.
Me started.
We are not talking about it. So Halloween was yet... I don't know when this episode is going to be posted, but as of right now, today...
Halloween was yesterday.
Did you do anything?
I did not. Literally nothing. Did you?
I worked. Oh. I went to work. Which is bullshit, because we weren't allowed to dress up or wear a mask.
Really?
Actually, we have to wear a mask.
Right, but not like a fun mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It was dumb.
No, I'm just lame. I wanted to do a bunch of things, and all of my friends better dealed me, I guess. I don't know, just kidding. They had, like, prior plans, and I waited until the last minute, so...
And no one invited you?
No, they invited me. I just didn't want to do any of the things they invited me to. And it was cold. It was freezing. I just wanted to stay home. It was fine.
Did you have any trick-or-treaters?
No. We got candy, and there was no trick-or-treaters, which is so annoying.
We didn't have one.
No, not one. And I saw kids, like, running past the house. They just didn't, like, I don't, maybe the house is intimidating, too. Maybe they knew. They're like, don't knock on that girl's door. I don't know, but they didn't come. They literally ran right past the house. I was, like, going to open the door and throw candy at them. Like, bitch, take my candy. Like, I wanted them to come. They didn't. So now, guess who's going to eat it?
Yeah, that's good. That's right. It's good for your teeth. It's good for your health. Eating a bunch of candy.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I've been working out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you can't tell. No, just kidding.
I can tell. You look like you've been working out.
Yeah, no. What were you going to say?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It was probably stupid. Mm. You've been going to a gym or running, or what have you been doing?
I've been kind of going to a gym. I've been doing, like, virtual training. I became friends with my trainer, so we actually do a lot of virtual drinking.
which is cardio?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Actually, it's a lot of curls.
Right, curls, yeah. Sometimes we do, like, we get drunk and then we work out. So, like, that's effective, too. Because then you burn it right off.
You know what you should do? You should marry a doctor.
You have one?
No, most of my friends just do drugs. Okay.
you still have friends that just do drugs?
No, that's not true.
Aren't you supposed to be a comedian? That fell flat.
Yeah, most of my jokes do.
No, you're pretty funny. I watch your, like, videos that you post.
They're funny.
They're good.
You might be the only one who
and,
watches
like,
them.
And, like, some of the stuff lately you've been posting on Instagram, not that funny. But, like, before that,
are you talking
really
about
funny.
My tweets?
No, not I don't do Twitter. Like the
No, but I post my tweets on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that. Like, what
Fuck
was
you.
The one you posted recently? It was stupid. I forget what it was.
Could be any of them.
But it was dumb. I didn't like it. But before that, they were good. I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. No, I know. I don't know. I think.
But like, you make this up yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I copy.
Who
I copy
knows?
Other people
might.
They, if you're not Carlos Mencia, you don't take jokes.
I don't know.
And also, nobody understands that reference, so okay. I'll edit that out.
How's your mom though?
She's good. She hates her job.
Yeah, I hear that.
Which is good.
I saw a picture she sent my mom. So, just to clarify, Scott's dad and my mom are brother and sister. They have another sister, but she's irrelevant.
My dad's the brother.
Yes. And Scott's mom is literally, besides him and his brothers, is your dad. So, her whole family. But she's my favorite person, the only person that, like, I love from that side of the family. My favorite.
Mm.
But so anyway, so she sent my mom, because so my mom and his mom are close, and she sent her a picture of her wearing, like, her mask and her shield and all the crap she has to wear to work. That's horrible.
And, like,
cannot...
the plastic fucking
yeah.
suit.
Yeah, literally, it's like a hazmat suit.
Part of me wonders, and I didn't ask, I don't think that's required. I think she just does that.
Oh. You don't even know? You haven't even asked her?
Because she's... Listen, when this whole thing first started, she was a psycho about it.
Well, I don't blame her.
You should.
Why? She's, like, very health compromised.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. But, like, she wouldn't let us leave the house. Like, Mark never saw his girlfriend. I only saw my girlfriend when I lied about where I was going.
Of course.
So, here's my... this was my genius plan, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna think it was dumb.
Okay.
But it was smart.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered new running shoes, mm-hmm. and I told my mom that I was running during quarantine. And she shouldn't have believed me, because I gained a lot of weight, because I wasn't exercising. But I would leave...
Maybe that's why she believed you, because she thought, yeah, you're pretty fat, you should go run.
Yeah, but that should have stopped me from getting fat.
Okay, but you don't just get skinny right away.
You don't get more fat.
That's true. Okay, true.
So I'd put on like shorts and I'd look like I was gonna go run, and then I would walk down the street, and she'd be waiting for me in her car, and we'd go fucking leave.
That is smart. High school smart. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you never got caught.
No.
Did you come back with like water on your face or something?
No.
Also, like, how long were you gone for? So, like, what? You didn't sweat during these alleged runs?
I snuck in the back and just went downstairs and got in the shower.
And then, all right. And then how long were you gone for? Like, 5 hours she thought you were running?
Like, an hour and a half.
Okay. Okay. I'm proud of that. That's good. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. See, I know how to sneak around.
Yeah, I know.
for so many reasons.
Right.
Oh, God.
Well, that's good. Okay. So, you got to see your girlfriend. So, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So has Mark's relationship suffered? What about Ryan? He's seen that girl because I see pictures of them all the time.
Yeah, they've almost been together for 2 years.
Wait, so did Ryan tell you I was out at? Yeah. He told you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not fun.
I mean, no, he didn't. Well, tell the story.
Okay, so I was out with somebody I work with. Actually, we went out in Morristown to South Street Social, and we were standing outside. And she like knows the guy that lets people in, so that's the only reason we were even able to get in.
Because the bouncer, as a general.
Yes, that. Right. And I'm standing out there and there's people like eating outside, but it's already freezing out and there was no heaters or anything. And I was literally like, saying like to my friend, I'm like, who are these morons that are standing outside? Well, I guess he wouldn't have even known this part to tell you, or did I tell him this? Whatever. Anyway, I'm like, who are these morons that are eating outside at 10 o'clock at night in the freezing cold with no heaters? And then I like did a double take. I'm like, oh, that's my cousin.
No, but wasn't the first part of that story you saw her, didn't notice?
Yes, that's true. I saw her. What's her name again?
Gabriella.
Gabrielle or Gabriella?
Gabriella.
Okay. She's cute. So I noticed her. I don't know why I recognized her, but I didn't recognize my own cousin. And then I was like, wait, I know that girl. And then I looked. I'm like, oh, it's Ryan. And then I'm like, oh, they're the morons. I think I said to them, why are you eating out here? And she's like shivering. She's like, I know, it's freezing. And that was it. They didn't come to the bar or anything.
Because she's petrified, too. She won't go inside anymore.
I guess that's why they were freezing outside. But there was plenty of restaurants that had heaters, so I still think that was stupid. But
it probably was.
You know, I don't judge.
He just turned 22.
I know. Well, so, and then I said something to him, like, I think I said, like, why are you even 21? And even though I know he's 21 because we went out for his birthday.
That was a
and
fun
then he's like,
night.
Or no, maybe I said, you just turned 21. He's like, no, bitch, I'm almost 22. I'm like, oh, sorry. But he's so cute.
I feel like we really should hang out more. I feel like it seems to be fun when we're all together. So are you close with your dad's family?
Not
who,
really.
Who, by the way, I don't know.
Yeah,
at all.
But we were never close with them though, because he has one brother who he's not really close to, and then that brother has two kids who like are younger, and they always lived far away. Like you guys were local, so we were never really close with them. Mm-hmm. So no, not really. But I don't despise them or anything.
Right.
So. You know, there's
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha.
But you guys are close to your other side of the family.
Excuse me. Yes. We,
I like your mom's family better than I like our side of the family.
I believe that. Because they're awesome.
Yeah, they are. I like that.
So we used to... our families used to be close. Like,
yeah.
We went over that. We really were.
We had
but
so much
I,
fun.
But I still feel like... Weirdly... Like, I didn't... And I could be wrong, but I feel like we still, even when we were, like, close, didn't really, like, know anything about each other, right?
Yeah, I guess, because we were stupid, and all we did was, like, play. Like, we didn't, like, hang out except for, like, holidays and stuff. Yeah.
So what were you like in high school? Because I literally don't know.
Oh, that's funny. Actually, so my office did a happy hour the other day. And everybody was talking about getting dressed up, and I did not want to get dressed up. But then I was like, I don't even have a costume. So I was like, actually, I just cleaned out. My dad, like, put a bunch of crap in a storage unit and was like, clean all this out or I'm throwing it away. So when we were cleaning it out, I found my high school cheerleading outfit. So I was like, I'll go home, and if that fits, I'll wear it. And lo and behold, it fits. So I put it on, and I wore it the other day. So I was a cheerleader,
right.
long story short.
I just found out. Right now that you were a cheerleader.
Yes, I was a cheerleader.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
I ran track. I told you that. Mm. Although, when I ran track, I was a sprinter. And for whatever reason, they only did, like, conditioning running when, like, at practice. So it was, like, long distance running. And by long distance, it was probably, like, 2 miles, but I didn't want to do that. So I hid in the, like, I would start running, and then I would hide. We ran, like, around the neighborhood, around the school. So I would, like, hide in somebody's bushes and wait for them to come back around and then, like, just jump on the end. So, like, that's how I did track. But I was pretty good. I was fast, like, as a sprinter. But I do generally not like team sports. I'm not a team player, so, like, track was a good one. I was a figure skater. You know that.
No.
That wasn't in high school. Yes, you do. I was a competitive figure skater for, like, a long time.
So here's the thing. I just found out about that this second.
Really?
Yeah.
So I found my old ice skating outfits, and I tried those on, too, and they fit, too, which is, like, crazy, because that was not even in high school. That was before that. But, yeah, no, I used to, like, wake up at 5 in the morning and, like, go to practice before school and stuff and, like, skate. You didn't know that? Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Well, okay, more fun facts about me. So, actually, as fun as I am, I never drank or anything in high school or
that I did know.
Yeah, I never did. But I was friends with all the people that did. I was friends with, like, the equivalent of you, but, like, my grade. But, like, so when I'd go to parties and stuff and everyone would run from the cops, I was like, like, I'll just sit there. But it was still fun.
First of all, that's not the equivalent of me.
And not that part. I'm saying the people.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know what? It's valid, I think. Yeah. That's, okay, you're
so,
right.
So, I was fun. Like, I wasn't lame is my point. I just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the cool thing to do. But, I don't know. That was it. That was the extent of it. There wasn't really, I don't know. I was a good student.
I'd imagine.
Yeah. I liked school. Like, I was good at school. That's why, well, so here's the basis of why I went to law school. So, I did high school. Then I went to Rutgers. You knew that. Undergrad.
That's where we all went.
Yes.
Except for I didn't go there.
Well, and my dad did not want me to go there. I got into way better schools, and he was like, go to any one of these other schools. I was like, no, I want to go here. I want to stay 20 minutes away from home. But it was awesome. I was in a sorority. I was the social chair of my sorority. Basically, I'm a walking cliche, okay?
Yep.
So,
yep.
And then I, like I said, like, school was easy. Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Keep talking.
I would, like, study on the way to a test, like, for the first time and then get an A. So then I was like, I don't know what I want to do. But like you said, good at arguing, always had an answer for everything. So always my parents were like, you should be a lawyer. So that's what I did, just because I didn't know what else to do. And also, I don't know why, but like my friends always like would, not Legally Blonde, but me and my friend, my best friend and I made up the concept of the movie Legally Blonde. We called it The Blonde Lawyer, but it was essentially the exact same story. And we made it, and I'm still pissed about it. So,
well,
I don't know.
You should have told somebody about it.
I should have. So, anyway, but it was always like, this is what Julie should do kind of thing. So, I just did it because my parents paid for it. I know, bratty, cliche. And it was just more school, and so I did it. And here we are.
Gotcha.
If I could go back, I would not have done it.
Okay, awesome. So, what would you do instead?
I would have been either, like, an interior decorator or, like, some kind of, like, party planner kind of thing, like event planning.
And what stops you from doing that now?
They don't make enough money. And like I get, you have to, like, to make money doing like interior design, I think you have to like actually go to school for it. And as you know, I'm old. I don't.
You don't have to go to school for anything.
I guess
you could just go. You could just fucking start doing shit.
I guess. I guess I'm not motivated enough to do it. I don't dislike what I'm doing enough to go do that. I'm actually happy right now at my job. So, good. Yeah. That's why.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I like doing, like, stuff like that. Like decorating houses, I love it. Like, that's fun. Not that I have so many houses to decorate, but.
So, but do you do that? Like, do you, have you done it for somebody? Or
so
yourself?
I've done it for my friends and stuff like that, but they don't pay me. So,
make them pay
and
you.
I've done it for myself. I'm going to do it at my new place. I'm super excited about that. I'm not going to make my friends pay me, but, so I don't know. It's a hobby, I guess. I don't have very many other hobbies. Shopping, my dog, that's it. Or I would have done something with animals, actually. That's what I really would do. Like, if I could do anything and not need money, I would literally have a farm and rescue all the dogs. Like, especially, like, one-legged ones and blind ones and all the ones nobody wants. Or any of them, all of them. I would just take every dog that needs a home and have all of them.
You've been having a pretty big house.
I know, but that's really what I would do. Okay, well.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I don't know, because for the past several years, I've literally done nothing because Lynn would always host it, and I don't want to go there. And now my mom's vegan, so, like, that's also not fun.
Yeah, how the fuck did that start,
by the way?
I know,
it's really annoying.
Like,
so,
that's...
like, the vegetarian thing was fine, and, like, I could deal with that. But, like, vegan, it's, like, we go to my mom's almost every weekend. We used to go to my mom's, and she would have the best snacks and, like, so much food for us. And we'd go there, and we'd pig out. Now we go, and, like, she has nothing to offer us besides, like, lettuce. Like, there's nothing there. It's, like, horrible. I don't know. I think she started, like... not fostering, like, sponsoring pigs and stuff, so, like, I don't know, like, she likes animals just like I do.
How do you, sponsor a pig?
Like, you know how you sponsor, like, a child in Africa where you, like, send money, and then they send you a picture of this child holding a bucket of water or something like that, and, like, you don't know if that's really who's getting your money? I'm sure it's exactly like that, where, like, they send you a picture of a pig, and you send them money, and you have no idea if that pig is bacon or alive or what, and I'm sure it's the same.
Wow, that is morbid.
I assume. I don't know. No, maybe these organizations are actually helping the pigs, but I don't
know. They're probably not. I'm sure they're bacon.
They are, but that's what it is. You, like, you know, you get this pig, they tell you its name and where it is, and you send money to it all the time, and I wish someone would sponsor me, honestly.
you can get a sugar daddy. Like, those exist.
No, I don't want that. That's not what I want. But
I don't see I need to find a woman who'll do that for me.
I feel like you can. They
no, you can't.
They have, like,
by the way, because I've tried.
I guarantee you, if you go on Craigslist and do one of those, like, men seeking, like, cougar, like, sugar mama cougar, I guarantee you that's a category. I haven't looked, but, like, I would put money on it that that's a category.
Yeah, well, guess what? I went on Craigslist, and there was an ad for a man seeking a woman. I was like, I'm a man seeking a woman.
Uh-huh.
So I clicked on
How's
that.
How does your girlfriend feel about that, though? Okay.
So then I clicked on that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm a man seeking a woman. So I clicked on that. And that started a string of misunderstandings.
Like what?
Like, he was the man seeking the woman.
Okay.
So anyway, I fucked him.
How long did that play out for? Until you realized?
It didn't. I just tell that joke on stage.
At least you're honest. Full disclosure.
Yeah, that didn't happen. But people think it's funny when
it
I say
it. It is funny. That is funny. And I feel like that could happen. Well, you could do, no, I guess, well, yeah, you could do, like, reverse OnlyFans. I feel like, do men go on OnlyFans? Either way, I feel like people pay girls money to, like, show them their toes and stuff. Like, you could just do something, like, I don't know
yeah,
what,
I'm not, listen,
on OnlyFans.
Listen,
and then
if you want my money,
pay you money,
if you want my money, you got, it's not going to be toes. You got to show me your box or your tits.
Okay, I'm not
something.
Saying that, fine. I'm just saying that there's people that will pay for anything. Like, you could literally probably, like, have somebody watch you clean the house in a Speedo if you, like, find somebody that would do that. Like, you should look into it.
I should look into it. Seriously. I should also look into my new app that I'm coming out with, Lonely Fans.
I feel like that's one and the same. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
No, this is videos of shame eating in bed.
That's like every Saturday night.
Yeah.
For you, I meant, not me.
Yeah,
no, just
exactly.
Kidding.
Exactly. So get yourself a Lonely Fans account. Sign up.
Wait,
folks.
So have you done, like, all these apps and stuff, like all the dating apps, before you found your current girlfriend? Because I feel like that would be interesting for you.
Yeah. I went on, I've done Tinder, I've done Bumble. So one of the girls I cheated on Kristen with,
mm-hmm.
who I dated for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
While I was dating
oh,
Kristen.
I was going to say, okay, so you dated two girls. Okay, got it.
I had two girlfriends at once.
Uh-huh.
It was a fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Met her on Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a good relationship besides the fact that
Did
it was...
Did she know that you had another girlfriend?
No. Listen, women are... like, you guys are smart, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know how hard it is to convince someone that something isn't happening that they know for a fact is happening?
Yeah, actually, I've done it. But why didn't you just break up with the one you didn't like? Or, like, the two halves of people made a whole kind of thing.
You know what it was? And this is... not great. It's not. It's really, it's fucked up. But, like, I've realized what it was. So, Kristen was definitely, like, well, first of all, she was comfortable because we were together for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And two, like, she was the one who I actually, like, loved. And, like,
wow.
she was the, like, she, we had the emotional
right.
connection.
Okay.
Now, the other one was just hot, and it was fun to throw it into her once in a while.
Okay, but if you love the other one, you didn't, like having sex with her.
No.
Edit that out.
but no.
Okay, that's weird, but okay.
Well,
why? Because she wasn't physically attractive?
But the thing is, so for 2 years she was, and like it was awesome for mm-hmm. 2 years. And then after 2 years, I don't know if it was just I realized how I'm really not this much of an asshole anymore, but I realized how much better looking women are that are actually attracted to me also.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's honest, at least.
It's honest.
It's honest. Okay, okay.
And I don't know.
Okay, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
So, I had the emotional side from one.
Right.
And the other one.
So, the other one had a bad personality. She was just hot? Or you liked her
yes,
too?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So,
yeah.
But, okay, but didn't you live with Kristen?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then I could see how you could do that.
It wasn't easy still.
I did that with my ex-boyfriend. I literally, had a double life for,
It's...
It was
lot.
Really stressful. Stressful.
Like, it's not fun. It's not worth it. If anyone's considering this, if anyone's considering this, it is not worth it.
No, but for me, I tried to break up with him a million times, and he just didn't listen. So I was like, you're leaving me no choice. Like, I don't know what you want from me. Like, I didn't just do it because to do it. Like, I literally was like, okay, I'm done. And he wasn't getting it. So I was like, all right, I'll just start dating other people. Maybe that will give you the hint.
And it still didn't?
It didn't. It really didn't. So,
how long was that going on for?
Like a while.
Yeah, I literally was...
That was like years ago, though. Like, so long ago. I hope my current person doesn't hear this ever. Not that he would. And
I'm 100% sure he's not going to hear.
Not him. But it was a long, long, long time ago. But yeah. I used to switch out toothbrush, run home and switch one. It was crazy.
But wasn't it such a relief when you got home and laid in bed and you were like, I didn't get caught today?
No, not really. It was just constant stress.
It was constant stress.
And in retrospect, that was so stupid. I don't know how else I could have said, I'm done with you. I did. I really did. I said it a million times. But, I don't know. That was, not worth it. It was more stressful than it was, beneficial. I'm not sure. I won't ever do that again.
Me neither.
I will not.
No, I won't. No,
for all my potential suitors out there. No, just kidding. I'm retired.
I really couldn't. First of all, I was also young. Not that I'm old, but I was also young. I was 24.
Right. I was in my 20s, I guess, too. So it's like you do stupid stuff.
I was 24, yeah. And I was just like, I wanted to have sex with other people.
I hear that.
I still, and you know what?
I still do.
I still do, but... But I'm not doing it.
That's the difference.
That's the key.
Good job. I'm proud. You've come a long way.
That's the key.
That is the key.
You could still want to.
That's true. I'm sure everybody wants to.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So, but I have done those apps too. That's how I met my current soon-to-be, not, I don't know. But I hated it. It was horrible. I hate small talk. Obviously with you, I'm very, outgoing. But, talk to strangers, I just want no part of it.
Which app? Was it the apps, though, or were you on actual dating sites?
No, it was apps. I didn't pay money. I'm not desperate.
Gotcha.
Just kidding. That's mean.
But true.
But, and also, I didn't do Tinder. I don't think I did Tinder. But I did, mostly just Bumble. But it was more of, a time filler. I don't know. I just hate making, like I said, hate making small talk, hate first dates, hate talking to people. It's just not for me.
You know what's funny, actually, speaking of that? So I mostly used it, after the breakup last summer, I went down to Margate,
mm-hmm.
to my aunt's beach house.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was hanging out there, and that's mostly where I use the dating apps, because... If for nothing else, it's just to hang out with people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I actually met this girl. She's really cool, really cute. We went on a date, I think, or maybe two. She invited me to, she didn't live close. She lives in PA somewhere. She invited me to her house for her birthday, and that night, and it was fine. But that night, she met her current boyfriend.
Oh.
So, like, I went all the way.
Right.
It was a two-hour drive.
Aww.
And I watched her meet
Aww.
Her current boyfriend.
But it's a good story that you have now.
I guess.
That's sad. But good for her. Are they still together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're...
Oh, that's nice.
They're cool. We're still friends on Instagram. She's
still... But it worked out for you. You're with somebody else.
Yeah.
How it's supposed to be.
It was just
funny. I know.
It was just that day. And I wasn't even mad that day either. I was like, fucking God.
Yeah. Damn. You know what I didn't like about it? It was so annoying because, like, it would be, like, you know, guys that live in, like, the city or Hoboken or Jersey City. And, like, they were always like, oh, well, do you ever come to the city? When's the next time you're going to be here? Or, like, hit me up when you're here. Dude, I don't just go into the city wandering around aimlessly with no plans and, like, let me just text you to see if you're around. Like, it was just so annoying. It's like, if you want to get together, I would come into the city or you can... That was the other thing. They will not leave the city. Like, it's like, you could come to me too, but no, right. It's, like, so one-sided. So it was, like... It was just so casual and informal, and no one wanted to commit to even, like, meeting up. It wasn't like, I don't need you to commit to, like, marrying me, but it's like, if you actually want to hang out, don't just leave it up in the air where it's like, oh, next time you're in the city, text me. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. So it was, like, just a lot of that, which is annoying. So, I don't know. Not for me. Not doing that ever again.
Smart. And you're retired, which...
That's why I'm retired. Which... It's like, I don't go anywhere to meet anybody, so...
What the fuck... I don't know. We could end sooner. I don't know how much time you have. Whatever you want to do, but what the fuck does being retired mean? Like, what are you even talking about?
Like, I have no desire to be set up, to go out, to meet anyone, to start all over. The idea of starting all over and having somebody, like, get to know me, which, like, I am so high maintenance and a lot, like, just, you know,
yes.
Like, I'm a lot. Like, to start over and have somebody, like, be accepting of all that I am, like, that's exhausting. I don't have time for that. I don't want to do it. Unless, like I said, Bruce Willis falls out of the sky and lands in my lap.
That'll probably hurt. That's
right. It's okay.
You should work out a little bit more before
that. Thank you. But short of that, I'm not, like, looking. I'm not actively, like, I just have no energy, no desire. Just not doing it.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, listen. What do you say we wrap this thing up?
Sounds good.
All right. This is a good episode. This is fun.
I know, because, like, I'm so entertaining. What did you think?
I'm gonna have a hell of a time editing this, though.
Yeah. There's just so much. It might have to be a two-parter. There's so much good material.
No, it's gonna be one part.
You're like, no, you're not that good.
If they want a part two, you're just gonna have to come on again.
Okay, deal. I told you, I'm gonna come on and host it.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, so, officially... Julie, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having me.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. If you made it this far, although
if you made it this far,
if you didn't make it this far, I don't believe you.
Yeah. If you fast forwarded me, I'm pissed.
All right, guys. Thanks for checking us out. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you next time.